Hello and welcome to the roundtable presented to you as always by Fortress PC. My name is Nathan Donaldson, joined by
Nathan Young.
And for your convenience from now on, to keep it simplified, you can refer to me as Nathan.
And I'll be... Wait, what? You're Nathan?
I'm Nathan.
Whoa, I'm Nathaniel then.
There you go. See how I'm not a Nathaniel? That works out real well.
I was like, well, are you going to take the Nate? Is that what you're going to do? That's fine. And then you took mine. I was like, whoa, bro.
I'll stick with Nathan.
Okay. Well, I'll stick with Nathaniel. That's a little wordy, but whatever.
Good deal. So we're here at the round table. Our sponsors, of course, Fortress PC. Let us not forget Monster Energy and the Vineyard Church of Danville.
Heck yeah, who is hosting this, basically. They've let us use all of their professional sound recording stuff, which is fantastic. Let's talk about how the roundtable was born. This was your baby idea.
It was. After many late nights at Fortress PC, hanging out in the parking lot, talking gaming.
Oh my gosh, for hours and hours.
And hours, and it didn't matter what season, winter time. I mean, freezing our butts off.
Dude, I remember there were days where it was like you would stand there, and then you just every now and then you'd shake with a chill because it was like 40 degrees.
Absolutely.
And we just look at each other, why are we here?
It didn't faze us though, man. That's, you know, basically the round table is just a couple of nerds, man, that like to sit around and talk about games. Well, just really about anything, but you know, the games are what we're most passionate about. And you know, sometimes we would get, you know, 5-6 other guys in our conversation. So after a while of that, we said, hey man, we need to just get this thing down and do a podcast and get others involved, man. That's really the focus here, right?
Oh, absolutely. So, which means in the future, we definitely want to have other people, especially from our community, you know, who like those were the guys that we hung out with in the parking lot. We want to have those guys on the show eventually. That would be the coolest.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we'll definitely have some guests on our show in the future. You know, this is kind of our first show, finally, putting something down after months and months of planning.
Yes.
So it's nice to finally be sitting here in the booth looking at multiple screens and getting something down. You know, it doesn't matter what it is in my book, but so anyway, we've broken the round table down into three parts. The first part we have is No Game Left Behind, which essentially is where a game has been left behind for whatever reason. It gets swept under the rug. It gets forgotten about. There's a new title released at around the same time. For whatever reason, it's something that we feel you should take a second look at, that it is worthy of taking a second look at. And we took that approach with it. So,
yeah, definitely the first game we agreed on, and this was a long time ago, too, that we had talked about doing this game, and we still haven't changed, you know, like our emotions on it have not become any different, but we wanted to talk about Darksiders. It was just a game. It came out, you know, right in that.
Yeah, it fits. I mean, it just fits. It's a really good game. It's published by THQ, which is one of my favorite publishers, man. When they have their name on something, it's usually pretty
yeah,
good.
That's right. I'm ready to throw down on that.
Yeah, I mean, Warhammer 40K was awesome, and Company of Heroes, one of my favorite all time.
Didn't THQ stamp their name on even like Saints Row and stuff too?
Yeah, dude, they're all over. Yeah. I mean, they're a publisher, you know, not a developer. I think Vigil did this, I think, was
yes,
the developer.
Yes, it was Vigil.
Yeah, Vigil did it, but you know, like I said, just having THQ stamp on something just validates it. But yeah, like you said, it really is a game that got swept under the rug because of the release date.
Oh my gosh. Well, and I mean, it came out right along with Dante's Inferno. And for a lot of us, you either played Darksiders
either or
you played Dante's Inferno.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it, but it got tossed aside kind of because of,
well, you have me sitting there. I'm a, you know, I'm a PlayStation fan. I have both systems, PlayStation 360. And I was waiting for God of War, and I just vowed not to play either one of them. So I didn't touch either one of them. There's a lot of PlayStation fans out there that are doing that, but or that did that rather. So,
well, and then a lot of people that I hung out with decided that same thing, like, hey, we're gonna just wait for God of War. These are games that are just out there to, you know, fill up that genre in the interim, and I'm not gonna deal with a sub, you know, like a subpar game while I'm waiting for my real AAA title.
Absolutely. And that's kind of where I was at too. You know, I just like, man, I just don't want to be, and you know, part of me was just really wanted to give in. I was like, oh, I want to play something. I don't care. Something that's like that's God of War, but nope, I won't do that to myself. But like you said, you either played Dante's Inferno if you're a 360 fan, which it's a great game because, you know, there's never been God of War. It's been exclusive titled PlayStation, and it's the opportunity for people on 360 that don't have a PlayStation or don't want to play a PlayStation for whatever reason, gives them the opportunity to play a God of War-like game. So it's, you know, one or the other, though, got played, and, you know, one of them got left behind. So we could very easily be sitting here talking about Dante's Inferno. But for whatever reason, Darksiders feels a little bit more worthy.
Well, and if you were sitting here talking to Ryan instead of me, like, then you would be having the Dante's Inferno talk.
Yes.
So we know people who have gone one way or the other on it. Personally, I played Darksiders. I got it. It was that fill-in game. I was waiting.
Yep.
It was definitely right after I finished Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, and that was a huge, big, you know, huge game. Sunk
game.
A ton of hours into it. So good.
Good game.
And then a Dead Space, where between that and I was waiting for God of War to come out, and I got this game, Darksiders. It looked cool, had Gamefly, stuck it in my queue, whatever.
Definitely.
Started playing it, gave it like 2 hours, wasn't sure. Kept going. It is so good.
Yeah, to me it looks, and I played it after the fact. I played it, you know, just not even 6 months ago I started playing it, and I didn't get the hours in that you had in it for sure, but I did play it long enough to have an opinion. To me it looks a lot like World of Warcraft. I don't know about you, but
cartoony graphic a little bit.
And the big bulky. Yeah, definitely. And then it's a lot of the challenges felt, they had the Zelda-like challenges in there.
Oh my gosh, it reminded me so much of Zelda.
Right, and then you know, I don't know if a lot of people really put this together with it or not, but I felt like the leveling and the new weapons and all of that was like target God of War. So I don't know if any of the God of War fans
it did feel like they were filling up the God of War empty space. But in its own right, Darksiders walked through and said, we want to have challenges that are a lot like another platformer / adventure game, you know, which is like Zelda.
Absolutely.
And it did have a little bit of a level up system, and like you collected orbs and stuff. That was very God of War. But in the end, it felt like it could actually stand on its own feet. It had elements from other games that was obviously inspired, but
right. I like the boss fights, and I like that they didn't do the same old quick time things. You know, they switched it up a bit. It wasn't just your old traditional, okay, we're really gonna rip everybody off, you know.
Oh yeah, that's right. Well, like I said I felt like it could stand on its own feet.
Yeah,
as much as
it
wasn't
a blatant ripoff of God of War. I mean, it had, and the way I look at it is, hey, you know what, God of War was a fantastic game, so if you're anywhere even close to that, I mean, kudos to you. That's how I feel.
Yeah, if you can imitate and then get really close, then you probably also have a pretty good game.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it's, you know, that's one that we feel like you really need to pick up. As a matter of fact, Fortress PC is going to back this, and we are going to offer that as a showcase for this entire month. We're going to offer a showcase. Come in, play 1 hour for free on Darksiders. And definitely check it out, because Darksiders 2 is going to release August 14th.
Oh my gosh. And if you haven't seen the trailer for Darksiders 2, look it up on YouTube. It's called Death Strikes. And there's two parts to it. And you can probably find a lot of videos that have both parts put together. It's amazing. Yeah. People who have never even played Darksiders are looking at this trailer and just, oh my gosh, you know?
Yeah, it's essentially you play as Death, which is another horseman of the apocalypse, which, you know, this one you play as War. Darksiders 1 you play as War. And I, matter of fact, I think it originally it was called The Wrath of War or something like that.
Yeah, that was, yeah, they had a shaky name. It's not as good that way. I like Darksiders better.
Darksiders is definitely better. But yeah, I mean, and you know, who knows? They might do a 3 and a 4. I don't see anybody being cooler than Death, though. He just looks so awesome.
I mean,
awesome.
Like, you could play as Famine, but that's just not quite as cool.
Hey, here's a sandwich. No, it's like,
well, I'm not going to kill you with, my giant scythes of death. I'm going to kill you with...
I'm going to smack you over the head with this summer sausage. Yeah.
That's right. I'm going to make you stare at this plate of food until you die. That's how the whole game is going to go.
Yeah, so definitely give it a whirl. Come into Fortress, give it a whirl, and be ready for the release of Darksiders 2, and it'll be a nice segue for you. It's time for In the Machine.
I don't know.
Yeah. So In the Machine, what is In the Machine? In the Machine is basically what is on your screen. I like to say on your screen because it might be an Xbox Live Marketplace download or a PlayStation Network download, or it might be something on your phone or an old Pong system, whatever. You know, if you like to just play tic-tac-toe on your back sidewalk with some chalk, hey man, whatever you're into, you know?
That's right. Just whatever is, whatever is your particular gaming venue. I don't know if venue is the right word, but
what's eating your soul?
Right now.
What's monopolizing your time? What thing can you think about
while you should be thinking about actual things?
Absolutely. Like, when you're doing important things and you're thinking about this instead,
right?
You know,
that's your machine.
That is in the machine. So,
particularly for me right now, my machine is like, I'm kind of caught between the PC and the Xbox right now. Yeah. I totally thought I was going to talk about Assassin's Creed Revelations. And then as soon as I got done with that, oh my gosh, dude. And then Diablo 3 happened and it's sucking my life away.
Yeah.
But then I saw that Skyrim got some DLC and now I don't know what to do.
Well, I think you play D3 until the downloadable content is actually released, right? I don't think it's out yet.
I have a confession, I did not actually finish the Skyrim storyline.
Oh my goodness. What?
I put 140 hours into that game and did not finish the main storyline.
Just to get all the achievements. Like, I played that game until I got every single achievement. It took me 3 times through it. So,
dude, I did the same thing with Oblivion. I have 600 hours in Oblivion. I've never done the final quest in the main story. I've done every other quest in the entire game.
I never played much of Oblivion. I never even made it out of the dungeon. I don't know why, man. I just couldn't get into it.
Man, that's sad.
When Skyrim came out, I was like, you know, I got to give it a whirl. And I,
oh my gosh,
was in love with that game.
Took like a month.
Yeah, couldn't stop playing it. But it was, well, tell us about D3, man. What do you think?
D3. Okay, so my initial experience with the game sucked so bad because my laptop won't run it. I cannot
that
game.
That sounds weird to say a Blizzard game won't run.
Oh my gosh, right?
Wow, like a run on a phone.
Yeah, on your old Commodore 64.
Yeah. like your old Tandy 64.
Yeah, that's right. So, no, I cannot D3 at home. Hmm. I have to go to Fortress, which I called up there literally the day of release and was like, Brian, do you have Fortress on the computers yet? And I was probably the very first person he talked to that whole day.
Right.
And I was so desperate to play. And then as soon as he put it up on Facebook that it was available to play, which was like 40 minutes later, I think I showed up 5 minutes after that.
Nice.
And played not the rest of the day because Blizzard is a jerk. The first 2 or 3 days, like, the systems weren't even up and the servers were, but everyone knows that.
Yeah. I mean, Blizzard, Blizzard does things right, though, man. It's just, I tell you, I went to BlizzCon the year before, and that's when we got to sample Diablo 3. And I was a little worried because the development team had left.
Oh.
And, yeah, the original ones that did Diablo 2 had left. And so I was like, man, you know, that's really not. You know, and I think some, they kind of split up. I think some of the guys went over to, what was it, Flagship Studios and did, what was it?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Well, they did, oh, man.
That thing with the stuff. And
yeah,
the
thing with the stuff, whatever.
Well, and they did that game.
Certainly
that
it'll come
so great.
To me. It'll come to me in a minute. But, well, yeah, and then, you know, they left and just did other stuff. So, and I know they brought some new guys in from over at EA to help out, so I was a little worried. But man, I tested the game over there. They just had only the monk available that you could play, and I absolutely loved it, man. That guitar strum from the intro is just so amazing, man. When that hits down, and it's like, oh gosh, it feels so much like Diablo immediately. So
I can tell you that having played it now, I got through all of normal mode. I'm like level almost 40 now, so I'm in Nightmare, and it is so much fun. I did not play very much of Diablo 2. That was kind of PC gaming for me in that era was really before I had a decent PC, so I didn't get to experience that. And then,
well, that and you were probably like 10 years old.
Yeah, that didn't help either. But kind of by the time I could get on the Diablo bandwagon, like Titan Quest was out. And so I was playing that instead.
Hellgate London was the game I was trying to think of here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You remember Hellgate London?
Oh, my gosh.
It was so good. And
I played so much Hellgate. It was so good.
Fell off
so
quick. Yeah. But a lot of promise. I think an Asian company picked them up, and they're trying to release it free. And
I've played it since then.
Yeah, really?
They've fixed a lot of the stuff. Wow. They made it obviously a, what's that called? Like mini transactions or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the microtransactions.
Yes,
yeah.
They've made it a microtransaction game. They actually made the game give you so much loot that you would buy something that's called an auto dismantler that dismantles the loot you pick up for you, and you have to pay real money for it, and I did.
Oh, my gosh. And you did pay real money.
Yeah, they totally got $5 from me.
That whole micro. I mean, the whole gaming is going to that, especially on iTunes. Is that it should not, there should be some qualification, there should be some deletion of the word free to me.
Right, this is a free-to-play game for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Or sure, it's you know, it's free, but you can't even log in unless you pay me $10. So it's, you know, it's
right.
It's got to be...
it's a free download.
Yeah, free download, maybe you call it free download, or just call it a... MT, a microtransaction game, so people understand.
So people
that,
know
so
that it's
going to
be
time.
Right, or you know, like a Farmville game where it's like, oh yeah, you can play and it's totally free, but to advance, unless you get 100 friends playing.
Yeah, I remember playing a little tower defense. As a matter of fact, I think it was just called Tower Defense on iPhone, and you'd have like 5 minutes in the game, and you're like, man, it is pretty cool, and then. You can't upgrade unless you pay us $1.99 or something like that. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
That could get ridiculous after a while. So anyway, sorry, didn't mean to, you know,
no,
stray
we were talking
from the
about,
path.
Yeah,
here.
The
Diablo
D3. That's what's in my. Well, it's kind of what's in my machine right now. So
yeah,
I'm
PC.
Pretty much focused on Diablo 3.
Gonna play that for a while. What's and that's gonna be there for a while, you think, or what?
Well, Diablo 3, and then man, I kind of want to go back to Skyrim. The DLC just
got me
excited, and I didn't finish the game, and I think maybe that's what I'm gonna start playing again.
Maybe you should finish it and be ready for the DLC, so when I'm playing it, we'll have something to talk about again.
We spent
several hours at Fortress talking about Skyrim. Yeah.
Don't get
us started on that one. For me, right now, I'm playing, believe it or not, I'm playing this little Xbox Live arcade game right now called Orcs Must Die.
Oh, really?
And it is awesome, dude. It is awesome. It's a tower defense game that it adds a nice little element. It's got a third-person shooter type of... element to it as well. So you put your stuff down, you get your upgrades, like let's say it's a spike floor or a closing wall or a or a oil pit or, you know, like a goo pit that sticks you in the spot or slows you down. And it's just got a nice little creative feel to it is all. And it's really worth your time. I mean, and it's on Xbox Live Marketplace.
Yeah, I saw it on the featured thing. It popped through mine for a second.
Yeah, and you can get the demo. You should really check it out. It really is worth your time. I mean, it's one of those, I don't know if you ever played Plants vs. Zombies, but that thing just consumed me, man. It was, whenever I was bored, I was like, okay, let's play some Plants vs. Zombies.
That was definitely a phone. I was definitely stuck on that on my phone for weeks at least.
Yeah, it's a really cool game. But the only reason why I'm playing Orcs Must Die is because I'm trying to hold off. I don't want to play anything big because Walking Dead Episode 2 is about to come out. I've played one, and I've got to say, it is phenomenal. I love it. It's on Xbox Live Marketplace as well as PlayStation Network. And it's an episodic game. It's going to come out every month for 5 months, 5 episodes total. Each one is $5, or I think you can get the entire pass on PlayStation Network for $20.
So is that, on PlayStation Network, are you saying it's going to come out for Xbox and PlayStation, or are you going to say
it's out for both? For PlayStation, you can actually get the pass where it saves you $5 for getting all 5 of them.
But
Xbox Live Marketplace, as far as I know, at least
Microsoft yesterday, is still going to suck that last $5
from
you.
Yeah, right, exactly. Microsoft
big surprise.
A little bit more money, so that's kind of where it's at. But yeah, I got to say, man, this game is so good. You guys have got to check this out.
So you're saying Episode 2 came out. Did you play the first one?
No, Episode 2 has not come out. It was actually scheduled.
Or it's coming out.
Loosely scheduled. Yeah, it's coming out. It was loosely scheduled to release on May the 30th.
So have you played Episode 1?
Episode 1 I played.
Okay.
It is so, so, so good. Yeah.
Okay. And if you're not going to play this game, you could also play. Have you heard of Arma 2 Z-Day?
No, I have not.
Okay, so this is basically what everyone at Fortress is talking about right now, and I'm not playing it.
Yeah.
But everyone is talking about Arma 2, which is this army simulation game. It's like a survival simulator, and it's pretty realistic. And then the game's a couple years old, someone decided there should be zombies in it. And
of course, because there's zombies in everything.
Because there's zombies in everything, especially Florida right now.
Yeah.
And
what's up with that?
Oh my gosh!
My goodness.
I don't even know.
Now they're traveling in packs.
They're
and they're biting people,
eating people, and getting shot and not caring. Hey, what are you doing? Eating that guy? Yeah. Oh, you don't even care.
That's crazy.
But anyway, so it's an actual army survival game. Somebody added some content. They put in zombies. Now it's ridiculously popular. You have to buy the game and the expansion and then download the free thing. And tons of people are playing it right now. So maybe they're really just playing that so they can take
it. They're waiting for episode two. Yeah. No, it's so totally worth it. I mean, what they try to do is the game is basically, it's really not a whole lot of skill involved. It's an interactive comic book. And it takes elements like Heavy Rain. I don't know if you played a lot of Heavy Rain.
I watched two guys at Fortress play through the entirety of Heavy Rain while I sat on the couch and helped them make decisions, which is like playing the game.
Right. So it has that element to it where you have to make decisions and you have a limited amount of time to do so. And what's cool about it is the decisions that you make alter the entire story of the game. And it's being episodic. You know, it's just going to continue for these 5 months, and my ending will be completely different than your ending based on, you know, if I chose to help this person or this person or this person.
But not in a Mass Effect 3 way where everyone's just pissed off no matter what.
No, not in a Mass Effect 3 way in where it doesn't matter what you do. You have the inability to change the ending.
Oh, my gosh. Even though you played the first Mass Effect again and saved all your stuff, played the second Mass Effect again and saved it. Oh, my gosh.
But you know what? That being said, Mass Effect 3 was an outstanding game. I loved the ending. But I did not enjoy the inability to change the ending, especially after I tried it 3 different times and there was no little short way to get in there.
I also tried that and then looked it up online and everyone was like, oh, by the way, if you didn't play and save this one random guy in Mass Effect 1 two games ago that you don't even have the saves for.
Absolutely.
Then you're like, oh, sorry, you can't get green shooting ending. Like, right. Screw you.
Yeah. Exactly. So
guys like me took the red shooting ending and we just said, I'm going to watch all the rest of them on YouTube.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people were doing on the third one, just to see what all the hype was. But they're like, oh, well, let me check this out first before I, you know, oh, hey, that's the same exact one as mine.
Did you see the edited ending? Like the, when they released the one ending, some new one?
Yeah,
people were pissed off.
Well, they just kind of, yeah, it wasn't supposed to give any more closure. It was just supposed to kind of say, here, this is because you guys care, I guess. I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
Throw us a bone, whatever.
Here's everyone getting out of the ship and also this hand.
But definitely check out The Walking Dead if you get a chance. It's $5, people. I mean, really, that is like
even,
so
yeah
cheap.
Even I would do that. The last game I got on Xbox Live Marketplace was definitely Bastion, which, another game, if you have not played it, go pick it up. It's $10 on the marketplace and it will change your life.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, you could try maybe playing that instead of just your Towers and Orcs game.
Well, yeah, maybe. Well, when I finish it, because it can't be that long. So
oh my gosh, yeah.
But no, The Walking Dead, back to that, it's got the Heavy Rain feel to it where you pick your story. It's basically an interactive comic, which I'm a huge nerd, so I love it just for that purpose alone. But it does have, it's got problem-solving skills are required. I mean, you have to, you know, it's kind of like you have to make decisions. You have to hunt for the key that unlocks this door. And so it's, you know, they give you a little bit of, there is a little bit of gamer that needs to be there. And present. So a zombie could not play this game and actually succeed.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that was their intent, but they blend those elements and then they have elements from the show and the comic book. Like you actually visit Herschel Farm, which is in the show, it's in the comic, and I just think they did a great job. But with it being episodic, for me, I feel like that is the future of gaming. I really do feel like episodic gaming is where it's at, where people are going to start paying for their content. Nobody wants to pay $60, $70 for a game anymore.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
You know, everybody's asked, right now, everybody's begging for replayability.
Well, and that's like we were talking about microtransactions. Nobody really wants to go to that. Like, I'm even okay with shorter games. If you give me the whole game at a smaller price, like make a little game that's really good,
absolutely,
release it to me for $5. I will pay you $5. I will play your game that only lasts for 4 hours. I'll be really happy because that's all the storyline I'm going to get out of Call of Duty anyway.
Absolutely. Or hey, I got an idea for you. Max Payne 3 that just came out. I got an idea for you. Take that development team, cut it in half that's working on this multiplayer. I could give two craps about a multiplayer on Max Payne 3. I want to play the single player, so
yeah,
charge
that's
me $20
right.
less for the game. Or do it in episodes. Charge me $5 to $10 an episode and let me play the first one. If I like it, I'll pay for the second one.
Yeah, that's, you know, right.
Let me decide. I just think it really is the way of the future. Episodic gaming is probably where it's going to end up here.
Well, definitely if we're seeing things fall down into the microtransaction world, then we're going to see things, I mean, especially with tablet gaming.
Sure.
Is pretty much on the rise now.
Sure.
And I mean, to the point of like taking your console gaming to your tablet.
Yeah.
I saw a thing on Kotaku the other day where a guy was playing D3 on his tablet.
Wow.
Yeah. I was a little upset. My laptop won't even run it.
Yeah. Sony just released a tablet that, like, you're supposed to be able to port your PlayStation games. I don't know. I think it's PlayStation 2 games, actually, from the PSN.
If you could port your PS3 games onto your tablet, man, I would cry. And then I would go take out a loan to get that tablet.
Yeah, so.
Anyway, okay, so we should move on to that, the.
Yeah, that's what's in the machine. Let's move on to Pass or Play. A piece of technology or game, anything really that qualifies under the nerd banner that is
harsh.
Hey, I'm as big as they
come. I might claim the title, but I don't necessarily like people throwing it out there.
I love it. I love it. Bring it on. But anyway, it's something that's going to be released in the near future, and me and Nathaniel.
Thank you.
Will choose to pass or play on that piece of technology.
So the one we picked for this first segment is definitely the Wii U.
The Wii U, the Pichu.
Oh my gosh, dude. So, what about this thing could possibly be good?
I don't know. It's expected to release this year. That's good, right? I mean, it's a new system. It's something fresh. It's going to release in 2012.
It will have a jump start on the other, the quote-unquote new gen.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can throw this in with new gen.
No, we can't throw this in with the next gen system. The next gen or new gen, no.
It'll be the new thing from Nintendo before the new thing from Sony or Microsoft.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, they've rumored it to be around $300, which to me kind of defeats the purpose of Nintendo kind of, that was their niche, man. They were able to make the Wii so affordable that it wasn't competing with being the main system in your home. It was competing
with being kind of the secondary.
Exactly.
You could get it and one of the blockbuster systems. Now it's like, what? Now they're going to be releasing and competing with the price drops in the holiday season. And so now you're going to be able to bag one of the older consoles for the same price as this
thing. The 360 or the PS3, which they've already admitted are more powerful than the Wii U.
Yeah,
the
software and hardware.
Yeah, the current systems are more powerful than that. So it's really, to me, what they're relying on is
the fact that they're Nintendo.
The fact that they're Nintendo and their proprietary games and, you know, their own titles, man. That's just kind of what they've done. But
now you're going to be able to literally tickle Mario's mustache.
We probably shouldn't bash Nintendo this harsh because you know there's going to be some Nintendo fanboys that are going to say, oh my gosh, you guys hated on it so bad. But, you know, that's what we encourage people to do. That's why we're doing this, man. I want people to say, hey, no, this is why I think it's going to shine. And, hey, I'm open to it. Are you open to it?
I'm open to, you mean Nintendo being successful rabid fanboys jumping on the...
Are you open to listening to, you know,
if someone makes a valid point for why I should pay attention to the Wii U, then I will put it on my radar.
Sure.
I don't know that that's possible, but...
I would. I think there's a lot of arguments, although I was reading today on IGN that the developers are already griping and complaining about the complexity of porting the games over to the Wii U. So that's not in their favor. You need to have a system that's a whole lot more simplistic than that if you're going to want it to kind of take over the market for gaming.
In an age where we're trying to go everything, even things that have proprietary everything, they're trying to move them to be like accepting universal somehow.
Right.
I mean, they finally got it right with phone chargers even. Like, it's time, Nintendo. Like, let it go.
Absolutely. You know? So, I guess what we should do is we should just move right into the verdict because it seems like we're both kind of dead set on this.
Yeah, there's really no devil's advocate here.
I hate that we're talking about something like right away. We're like, okay, the Pichu. You know, like, it's a
weird... Yeah, that's right.
Really, it didn't have... Poor guy. It really had no chance at all. Right out of the box. So I think maybe next time we should choose something a little more
that might actually stand a shot in one of our brains.
Like, exactly. Maybe one of us will pass, one of us will play. But dare I ask what your verdict is for this one?
Well, I think you should play it. I think there's no contest. I think it's going to be the best console of 2012, and I also think that I'm a rabid liar.
So that would be a pass then.
That's a pass, yeah. That's
okay.
A pass.
I think I, too, will pass on the system, although I will not rule out Nintendo because they are Nintendo, and they are awesome. Period.
Yeah, and I mean, they're still making things. Yeah. They've been bankrupt for like 10 years, as far as I'm aware. Like, it's like they're still releasing things.
It's a double amputee, and yet he's still walking.
Yeah. What? I don't even understand.
So the final verdict then on pass or play is going to be
pass.
And pass.
Yeah.
All right, so that pretty much wraps it up. If anyone is wanting to make any suggestions, comments, which we highly encourage, please don't cuss us out. Please don't, you guys are a bunch of
constructive criticism
we could take it. Just, give it to us easy, man. Come on now. So, yeah, we're going to take suggestions. Preferably what we'd like to hear from you are
grammatically correct.
Yeah, grammatically correct, please. Suggestions for future segments of No Game Left Behind. We'd like to hear something that you think got swept under the rug, something that you want to see get a little bit of exposure, right?
Yeah, that's right. No, that's part of the reason I dropped the Bastion earlier. I felt like that was a game that a lot of people picked it up, but maybe not a lot of people that I knew picked it up. And so,
yeah.
If anyone has any suggestions on a game, they said, this was an amazing game. I talked to all my friends. None of them played it. I think it's worth a second shot.
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. And, maybe you want to request to be on the show just to sit with us, and maybe you want to... you've got something you want to talk about, or you're like a ridiculously, skilled player at Call of Duty or whatever it is, and you want to put in your two cents, we'd love to have you. Just, make a post.
Yeah.
Make a comment and win something. One of our sponsors, Monster, will be giving away a hat, something, we'll give away some game time. Somebody's getting something. We'll figure it out and we'll announce it on the next show. And how would you ask? May we post? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/FortressPC, or we also have a Twitter account. What is it, Nathan?
That is, I didn't actually ask, but thanks for telling us anyway. It's FPC Roundtable, all one word. You can follow us on there. We post some stuff about the Roundtable, obviously, upcoming news and giveaways, prizes, stuff like that, but also just gaming news that day. Maybe we read something, and that's kind of where we vent our gaming thoughts.
Absolutely, yeah. One of those two venues are probably preferred, or although you can email us at theroundtable@fortresspc.com. That's always available. Or just go to fortresspc.com, and you'll find a link on the left that points you to the Roundtable, and all the information you need is there. So, again, our sponsor, Fortress PC, any future events you want to know from Fortress, go to fortresspc.com. They do have a calendar of events on the left there that you can find. And, hopefully we'll be around for a while. I really enjoyed the show.
Oh, man, this was a good time for me.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, it felt like one of the old days where we're sitting out in the parking lot.
That's
again,
right.
Except now we're just kind of putting it down so that other people can get involved. I'm pretty excited about it. So.
Same, same. All right. Yeah, I think today really went well. I think that pretty much wraps it up for us.
Yep, that's it. Hey, thanks a lot for listening, guys, and we'll see you soon.